Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start lying down, so please lie comfortably. You might like to lie with your legs long in Shavasana. However, if this is a bit uncomfortable for your lower back, you might prefer to have your legs up in semi-supine, so your feet are flat on the floor. And once you're comfortable, allow your eyes to be perhaps closed in a soft, relaxed way. And feel your body lying on the floor. And can you be aware of your breath? You don't need to change the breath at all, but can you simply bring your awareness to your breath? And you may find that just by being aware of the breath that it does start to change a little bit, but don't try and change it. Notice what your in-breath is like and what your out-breath is like. Does it feel easy to breathe or a bit strained at the moment? Keep aware of your breath. But next time you breathe out, once you've breathed out, can you see if you can breathe out just a bit more? By squeezing your lower tummy in and just breathe out for an extra couple of seconds if you can. Notice what that does to your in-breath. And do that a few more times. So breathe out. And as you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in as if you were just gently pushing just a bit more air out of your lungs. What does that do to your in-breath? Does it maybe make the in-breath a bit deeper and longer? Breathe out and then squeeze your lower tummy in. You might find your lower back flattens against the floor as you breathe out. Squeeze the lower tummy in. Can you inhale and just relax the belly? Maybe the belly just naturally rises up there with the in-breath. Probably see here that by breathing out more effectively, it actually allows you to breathe in more effectively in a quite an easy, natural way. And we're going to continue with that breathing, but can you have your arms beside your body if they're not already, just resting on the floor there next to you? And next time you breathe in, slowly float your arms up. So the fingers point up to the ceiling and then keep going up higher until the hands land on the floor up above you. And then breathe out the same way, back down past the ceiling until the hands land on the floor beside you. And just squeezing your lower tummy in there and breathing all the way out. Do that a few more times. Breathe in, float the arms up. And breathe out, float them back down. Squeezing the lower tummy in at the end of the movement there. Maybe flattening your lower back against the floor as you breathe all the way out. Just taking care with your shoulders here. So of course, if you've got a shoulder injury and this is hurting the shoulders, don't go so far. Just float the arms up somewhere that's comfortable and safe for your shoulders. So when you have an injury, as long as it's not really acute, it's just happened, it is good to keep the body moving, to keep the joints moving, but without pushing into pain. Feel what happens through your lower back as you breathe in and float the arms up. Do you find your lower back arches a bit away from the floor as the arms go up over your head? And as you breathe out and float the arms down, does that squeezing in of the lower tummy flatten out the lower back? Feel that connection there between the lower spine, the upper spine, and the shoulders and the arms moving. And we'll keep doing that same movement with your breath. But next time you breathe out and you float the arms down, can you bend one knee over your chest? Catch hold of that knee with the hands. And as you breathe all the way out, draw the knee in towards the chest. Inhale, put the leg back down as the arms float back up again. And then when you breathe out the next time, bend the other knee over the chest. Catch hold of that knee with the hands and draw that knee in. Just keep going like that, alternating knees. Breathing in, floating the arms up as the leg goes down. And then breathing out. Floating the arms down and drawing one knee in towards the chest. And it's fine to either do this exercise with the legs long, if that's okay for your lower back. It'll probably be a little bit easier and more comfortable to do the exercise from semi-supine if you prefer. That'll make it a bit easier and safer for your lower back. And when you do breathe out and draw the knee in towards the chest, just breathe all the way out there. Even if you have to hold the knee in there for a moment and wait for the breath to go all the way out, feel the lower back. Breath and movement together. Now, next time you've got the arms resting on the floor up above you, if that's fine for your shoulders, you're quite comfortable there, just relax the arms on the floor up above your head. Might feel a bit better to have the elbows a little bent there, a bit more relaxing for the shoulders and the shoulder blades. If that's not very comfortable, and definitely if it causes pain, instead of that, have your arms resting on the floor down beside you instead, next to your body. This next one, can you have your legs up in semi-supine if they're not already? Just make sure your feet are flat on the floor with the knees bent and pointing to the ceiling. Now be aware of your left leg and your right arm. And when you breathe out, can you gently straighten your left leg and your right arm up towards the ceiling? So the fingers and the toes point up in the air. And then breathe in, put everything back down, and then change sides. Breathe out, gently straighten and stretch the opposite arm and leg up into the air. And breathe in back down. Just alternate from side to side. Just moving smoothly and gently. Breath and movement together. Breathing all the way out as you gently straighten the opposite arm and leg up towards the ceiling. Maybe gently squeezing the lower tummy in there as you breathe all the way out. Inhaling back down. feeling what that's like through the back of the leg, releasing into the sciatic nerve there, the hamstring muscles. This exercise, as well as being good for stretching out the backs of the legs and strengthening the front of the legs, also balances your spine and balances the two sides of your brain. You've got the arm and the leg down next time. Stay there. Just float the arms back down somewhere more comfortable. Just relax the arms back down somewhere beside your body. Keep the legs in semi-supine. Can you make it a fairly wide semi-supine so that your feet are about shoulder width apart? Unless you find it hurts your hip joints in a moment, and then if you prefer to have the feet closer, that's fine if that works better. Just have your arms out a little wider to the sides. So the arms are resting on the floor, but just a little way out from the body now. Just keep the breath a bit more relaxed now. And when you breathe out, gently take the knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out down to the other side. And go from side to side like that. Just rolling the knees. First down to one side. Through the center. And rolling the knees down to the other side. Feeling the hips rolling from side to side. Just aware of how this movement feels around the lower back area. How does it feel through the legs? As you do this, can you imagine that your nose was somehow connected to your knees by, say, an imaginary string, so that as your knees roll down to one side, it just causes your head to gently turn a bit that way. As the knees go into the center, the head comes back into the center too. And then the same on the other side, knees rolling, head gently turning the same way that the knees are going. As if the knees going side to side were actually causing the head to gently turn with the movement. And feel the length of your spine here. Notice where the movement starts. Notice where it finishes. Is there any part of your spine that's not involved in this gentle twist? It feels like there's no movement. Where in your spine do you feel the movement the most? This class is going to be working a lot with the spine. Really, really good for your whole body to keep your spine flexible. Doesn't have to be a super extreme flexibility, just a more natural, relaxed flexibility. Your spine houses your spinal cord, which comes down from your brain and then out from the spinal cord. All the different nerves go out from the brain into the different organs and glands. Said that keeping the spine more flexible is really beneficial for this nervous functioning into the glands and the organs. Next time you're in the center, just relax there. Just Just rest back there in semi-supine. Sometimes once you've done that exercise and you kind of release the lower vertebra, once you come back into the middle, it can feel a bit, almost a bit stuck or a bit uncomfortable. And to help that, you can lift your hips slightly off the floor, just lift them up a little bit and back down. Once or twice is normally enough, just to readjust there and feel comfortable again. Just leave the hips down on the floor. And then interlace your hands behind the back of your head. When you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in. You make your lower back a bit flatter to the floor. Use your hands to roll the head forwards. And then when you breathe in, relax the head down. Relax the lower tummy. Do that gently a few more times. You feel your spine here again. Particularly feel the upper spine. Feel how the spine peels off the floor as you roll the head up. Feel it down through the neck and all the way down in between the shoulder blades. Just be careful that you're not pulling on the head. You're not trying to get the head up as high as you possibly can. It doesn't matter where the head's going. It's more how things feel on the inside. So just gently rolling the head. Just gently stretches the upper vertebra apart. Not straining them, but just gently releasing them. Now we're going to keep going with that, but we'll add the lower part of the body in now. Next time you breathe in and put your head down, just rest the head down for a moment. You can still keep the hands under the head. Once the head's down, now can you press into the floor gently with your feet. Again, just squeeze your lower tummy in and carefully lift the hips off the floor and up into the air. Just come into a gentle shoulder bridge, not too high. And then lower the hips back down. Once the hips are down, roll the head forwards again. And just alternate there. First, lift the hips up and down. And once the hips are down, gently roll the head up and down. Don't try and make anything too big here. It's more about a smooth movement. Really having your awareness on your spine. Head up and down. And then the hips up and down. Just feeling the way your spine is moving against the floor. Feel where the spine lifts away from the floor. Feel where it presses into the floor. Find a way to breathe with the movement. You can breathe out as you lift the head. Breathe in as you put it down and lift the hips. Maybe breathe out as you lift something up. Breathe in between. You just find a way to breathe that suits you here. I'll just add another movement in now. Next time you've got the hips down, now when you lift the head up, can you bend both knees over the chest so that you breathe out, bend both knees over the chest, roll the head towards the knees. Then you breathe in, put the head and the feet down and lift the hips up into the shoulder bridge. So similar movement, but now you're just bending the knees over the chest as you lift the head up. Again, you choose a breath that suits you here. Just alternate hips up and down, and then the head and feet up and down. And feel your spine. Feel where it stretches. where it arches, how it moves against the floor. Where do you feel it the most? And then we'll go even just a step further. Now when you breathe out and lift the head up, you gently stretch your feet up into the air. You can gently straighten out the legs there. And then bring the feet all the way back to the floor as the head goes back down. And lift back up into shoulder bridge. So alternate hips up and down. And then straightening the legs up towards the ceiling as you roll the head forwards. It's getting uncomfortable through your neck and shoulders. You can always just relax the arms down somewhere more comfortable and relax the head and just focus on the legs and your lower body. It's really important that you adjust the movements to suit you, especially if you have an injury. Feel the back of your body stretching out the backs of the legs and then tightening them as you lift the hips up. It's really good for the muscles to be stretched and strengthened alternately like this. Great. And the next time you've got everything down, just relax the head. Rest the hips down, but have both knees bent up over your chest. Once the knees are bent over the chest, can you place your hands on the insides of the knees, not so much under them or on top, more on the inside edges, so that you can use the hands to press the knees wide-ish apart. Have them comfortably wide apart, not too wide. And just do a gentle rocking from side to side. Breathing comfortably. Then pause in the center. Find a place that you can hold the knees wide apart. If it's uncomfortable anywhere, ease off a bit. Just bring the knees a little closer. If you want to feel it more deeply, use your hands to perhaps press the knees a bit wider. Focus on your breath. Can you breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly? Breathe in and gently expand the belly. And breathe out. Relax. Let your body soften a little somehow. How does this feel through the inner thighs? How does it feel across the back of the hips into the lower back? Then leave it and slowly bring the knees closer together. Once the knees are a bit closer, just comfortably over the chest, hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. And when you breathe out, slowly draw the knees in towards the chest and let them back out as you breathe in. Draw the knees in and out like that. Feel what effect that has on the lower back. Release the knees and Place your feet all the way down onto the floor. Take a short rest. If you're happy to rest in butterfly, you're quite comfortable with that, you could bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees be out wide. Or rest in semi-supine, or with the legs long in Shavasana. Rest wherever you are, be aware of your breath. Just knowing that it's really beneficial for your body to stop and rest in between the exercises. Said that in these resting times, that your nervous system integrates the changes into it. Also said the blood kind of gets to flow back into the organs. Really, it's the nervous system that benefits here. Just breathe comfortably. Just feel the sensations in your body. As it rebalances. When you're ready, can you come back up into semi-supine if you're not already there? Just take your time to bring the feet up until they're flat on the floor, comfortably apart. And then interlace your hands behind the back of the head. When you breathe out, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Bend one knee over the chest and roll the head towards that knee. And then breathe in down and then change knees. So breathe out, bend the other knee over the chest, roll the head forwards there. Keep going like that. Breathing out as you draw your head and one knee towards each other, and breathing in back down. Feel the spine again. Keep alternating knees. You can either continue with this option, or for a stronger core strengthening option, you can either just keep the head up a little bit, hold it up slightly, or rest it down. It doesn't matter there. You pick whichever you prefer. And then do the slow pistoning movement with the legs. So that means you've got one knee bent over the chest, but then carefully straightening the other leg away from you, just above the floor. Kind of slow, kind of pistoning, or almost a bicycling, but not so roundy. One knee bending over the chest, other leg carefully straightening away from you. Just when that leg straightens, it's kind of parallel to the floor. If you're doing that slow pistoning, if you can, just keep squeezing your lower tummy in a little bit there, as if you were trying to make your lower back fairly flat to the floor. Feel your body. Do a slow, controlled movement and feel what muscles you're using. You feel the muscles at the front of the thighs, the hip flexors. It also strengthens your glutes. Core muscles, gently squeezing your lower tummy in, stabilizing the pelvis so your hips aren't wobbling too much side to side, but keeping them fairly stable in the middle if you can. It's really good strengthening exercise. Strengthens all the muscles that stabilize your hips. And this is beneficial for your spine, and you keep your hips balanced and steady. Gives a nice stable base for your spine. Find a way to breathe. Then relax, rest the head if you've been lifting it. Have your knees just bent up over your chest for a moment. Hold on to the front of the knees with the hands. Just rock gently from side to side. Keep that a small, easy movement. Let go of the knees, put the feet flat onto the floor. So you've got the feet flat on the floor, but have the feet and the knees close together. And then place your right ankle on your left knee. So you've got the right knee bent and pointing out to the right a bit. This can be quite hard on the right hip joint. So as an option, if you prefer, you can maybe cross the right knee over the left knee instead to take the pressure off that joint. If you're fine with it, keep the right ankle on the left knee. Just have your arms out wide to the sides, resting on the floor, just out wide-ish to the sides there. Keeping that right ankle on the left knee, can you slowly take your knees from side to side? Feel what that's like. And feel what this is like around the hips and the lower back. And feel the movement again up through your spine. You maybe feel that twisting right the way up in between the shoulder blades. Do whatever you want with the head here. It's just fine to leave the head resting in the center. If you want a stronger twist through the neck, it is okay to roll the head gently the opposite way to the way the knees are going, if that feels good for you. For a more comfortable movement through the neck, you might prefer to let the head roll a bit the same way that the knees are going. Always experiment with different things and find what suits you the best there. Now either go side to side a few more times, or if you'd like to hold the spinal twist pose, then leave the knees down to the left. And hold there with the knees down to the left. Just deepen the breath a bit. Breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. Breathe in, gently expand the belly. Breathe out, relax. Find a way to soften and let go of your body. Still holding, slowly come back into the center. When you're in the center, uncross the legs. Just to make sure your hips and lower back are balanced. Lift the hips up a little bit, put them down so they feel central. Have the feet and the knees close together. And then we'll swap sides. So have the left ankle on the right knee. When you're ready, go slowly from side to side. Aware of the lower back, aware of the hips going side to side. the back of your body moving against the floor. Breathe comfortably and naturally as you take plenty of time to go from side to side. Feeling the movement up through your spine. When you've done that a few times, if you want to hold when you feel ready, leave the knees down to the right in the spinal twist pose. Just deepen your breath a little there if you're holding. Breathe in, expand the belly. Breathing out, softening and relaxing your body. How do you soften and relax your body? What do you let go of there? Is it the shoulders? Or your jaw maybe? Eyes? Can you find a way to soften and relax down into the hips and the lower back? Still holding, take your time to come back into the center. Just uncross the legs there, and just to check that you're balanced and comfortable, lift the hips up a little bit and back down once or twice. And then, as a counter pose, can you have the soles of your feet together? With your knees wide apart in butterfly. If you're not comfortable in butterfly, lie in any other position that you are comfortable in. And feel the breath at the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Just this simple breath that we do so often. So beneficial for your body because it calms your nervous system, switches on the parasympathetic branch, more commonly called the rest and digest branch. Does the opposite to the flight or fight response. Your nervous system is very interrelated with your hormonal system. They work together to keep your body balanced. So whenever you benefit your nervous system, you invariably affect and benefit your hormonal system, particularly your adrenals and your thyroid gland. Control your energy and mood. Now, can you have your legs again in semi-supine? So if they're in butterfly or long, just take your time to have the feet flat onto the floor, knees bent. So you've got the legs in semi-supine. And then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side? Take your time to come up into the all fours position. You've got your hands roughly under the shoulders, maybe a little bit more in front to make the wrists slightly more comfortable there. Got your knees about hip width apart. Remember, if your wrists hurt here, it's fine to instead of rest on the hands, rest down on the elbows and forearms. And we'll we'll do the cat and cow movements. So when you breathe out, gently tighten your lower tummy in, roll the head down, tuck the tailbone under, and press the shoulder blades up towards the ceiling. Then breathe in the other way, let the belly drop down, gently lift the hips, lift the head up. So you breathe out and you round your back, press the shoulder blades up. Breathe in, gently arch. Just careful there not to lift the head up too high though. The more you lift the head, the more you backward bend the neck, and that can put pressure on the vertebra there. Especially if you have arthritis, it's not good to lift the head up too high. Just go smoothly here. It's not important how big the movement is. It's more useful that it's a smooth, flowing movement. Just feeling the spine, arching and rounding, and moving with your breath. Going to do this a bit longer than normal, but do what feels right for your body. So if you need to stop and rest, do that. You can rest in child position if you want, or anywhere else, and just come back to the cat and cow when you're ready. Or if you're fine, just keep going there, arching and rounding the spine, feeling the whole of the spine. Moving with your breath. Benefiting the whole of your body here. Increasing all that nervous flow into all the organs and the glands, benefiting them. Time you're in the centre, take a rest in child pose. So slowly lower your hips back towards your heels. Relax your forehead either down on your mat or floor, or if you prefer, have your hands under the head. Remember, for child pose, the hands can either be under the head, or the arms can be out long in front, or the arms can be resting down on the floor beside you. Choose the most comfortable position for you. Then have your awareness on the point between the eyebrows. Imagine you could breathe in and out through the centre of the eyebrows. Leave the eyebrow breathing. Come back up into the all fours position. And if you're fine resting up on the hands there, great, stay there. Or rest on the elbows to take the pressure off your wrists. Just bring your knees a little bit closer together, just to make it easier to balance this next one. And when you breathe in, can you carefully straighten one leg out behind you so that leg is fairly parallel to the floor? And then breathe out, put the knee back down, and then swap over, swap legs. Breathe in and carefully straighten the other leg out behind you. Just alternate there. First one leg, breathing in, straightening out behind, breathing out, down and swapping. Then to make it more challenging, as long as you don't have a shoulder injury, when you straighten that one leg out behind you, could maybe straighten the opposite arm out in front of you. Help to squeeze your lower tummy in there to help you balance a little bit, using your core to stabilize you. This is really good for balancing your spine, so it strengthens the muscles either side of the spine and can help make the spine like a little bit straighter. If you've got more of that S bend, this is a good one for rectifying that. Just check you're not lifting your head up here. Just relax the head a little downwards so you're relaxing your neck. Just keep going a little bit longer if you're fine there. Breathe in, straighten the opposite arm and leg out. Breathe out down. And then when everything's down, just have the knees a bit apart. We'll just sink back into child pose again, so lowering the hips back towards the feet. Resting the head and arms somewhere comfortable. And feeling your spine in this child pose. Start by having your awareness at the very base of your spine. When you breathe in, let your awareness travel up your spine, all the way up to the top of the head and around to the point between the eyebrows. And breathe out, let your attention go back over the head, down the back to the tailbone. So you have a sense of breathing in from the tailbone, up your spine and all the way round to the eyebrow centre. And then breathe out back down, over the head and down the back to the tailbone. So that you're breathing kind of shepherd's crook. You breathe out, leave that visualization. Be aware of how you feel. Aware of your body. Aware of your mind. Your thoughts. Be aware of the space around your body. And take your time to slowly come up into a sitting position. If you're fine to come up and sit cross-legged, do that. Just sit with the legs crossed, spine comfortably straight. If that's not okay, especially if it hurts your knees or hips or lower back, a good option is to have your feet flat on the floor with the knees bent. Bit like a kind of sitting semi-supine. And once you are sitting, be aware of your spine. When you breathe out, just gently pull the lower tummy in, roll back a bit on the sitting bones and round your back, tuck your chin into your throat, and then breathe in, do the opposite, just gently arch the back. So you roll forward on the sitting bones and bring the chest forward. Go back and forth like that. Breathe out, round the back. And breathe in, gently arch. It's a bit like a sitting cat and cow movement with the spine. It's more useful here that you, rather than focusing on how big the movement is, it's more making it smooth and flowing with your breath, feeling your spine going back and forth. And then pause in the centre with the spine comfortably straight. Have your arms somewhere relaxed and comfortable in your lap or on your knees. Feel your body for a moment. Feel the different sensations in your body. Just sit for a little bit longer, and you can be cross-legged, feet flat, or even legs long if you like. Now we'll do a gentle twisting of the spine. So can you keep your spine straightish at first and then twist one way, put your hand on the opposite knee, as close as comfortable to that, put the other hand on the floor behind you and twist and look around behind you. Then go through the center and twist to the other side. Put the hand on the opposite knee and look around behind you. Feel that through your spine and go side to side. You can breathe out as you twist to one side and breathe in as you go through the center. Feel your spine. Next time you're around to one side, just hold there, just ease off a bit with the neck, have the head somewhere a bit more comfortable in between the shoulders, just hold in a gentle twist and breathe there. Relax, go through the center, gently twist to the other side, lift the chest a bit, twist from the shoulders. Just relax the head somewhere a bit more comfortable, somewhere more in between the shoulders so the neck's not twisting too much. And hold and breathe. Feel your spine. And relax back in the center. Just pause briefly for a moment and just feel your body. Feel your body from the inside. Then have the legs out long in front of you. Just give the legs a bit of a shake out. Then keep the legs out long in front. Have the feet anywhere between hip width apart or closer together. Place your hands on the front of your legs on the thighs. Start with a small bend in the knees. Feel free to make that a bigger bend if you prefer to in a moment. And when you breathe out, just lean forward from the waist. Slide the hands down the legs towards the feet. Let your back gently soften there. Relax the head down at the end of the movement. And then breathe in back up. Move smoothly. And you're not trying to get anywhere. You have your eyes closed here so you can really feel your body from the inside. As you breathe out and soften down into the forward bend, feel that through the whole back of your body. Inhale back up. Should you at least have a little bend in the knees here? It's fine to have a bigger one. Because you don't just want to stretch out the backs of the legs with this pose. You also want to feel it through the spine. Gently through the spine. You can either do that a few more times, moving in and out of the pose. Or if you'd like to hold there, stay in the forward bend and be aware of your breath. If you are holding there, feel the back of your body. And imagine that you could breathe in up the backs of your legs to the tailbone. And then breathe out up your spine and out through the crown of your head. Could imagine the breath moving like that. Breathe in up the backs of the legs. Breathe out up your back and through the crown of the head. Leave that visualization and take your time to slowly come out of the pose. Keep aware of your body as you come out of it. And once you are up, rest back on your hands. Give the legs a gentle shake out. And it's really beneficial. You can take the time to rest. Even if you just rest for a minute or two, that's great. If you have time, you could listen to one of the relaxations or meditations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.